Through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in offering another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern idiom, fresh as today. Direct from the Palace Pier in Toronto, Canada, we bring you Stan Kenton's interpretation of music. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of modern America's man of music. Your host, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Bing, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you for the identifying theme, fellas. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your applause. It was so nice of you to applaud, and no one really asked you to at all, and you just started applauding. That's what's wonderful about you people here. Remember, this is the cue. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we've chosen a few things, some of the older things that we've played for some time, and then there are some of the newer things. Incidentally, Fitz, Patrick, will you stand right here with the trombone, because this first number's coming up. You fellas that play the Cuban instruments, are you ready? And about the only thing for me to do is to give you a downbeat. Ready? Let's start stirring this up. Composition, one of the lighter Latin things that we call Francesca. There was an alto saxophone here by this guy that we call Dick Meldonian, one of the first alto saxophone players of the section. You know, it's always been a very interesting thing to me to wonder what is it that makes a musician choose a saxophone for his career if he's going to be in music, or why does he want to play drums, or what makes a trumpet player choose a trumpet. But somehow it always works out. Sometimes they start on one instrument and then change to another, but it is interesting to find out why the opinion is so divided. This next chap not only chose a trombone, but he decided that wasn't enough. He had to specialize, so he chose a bass trombone. I think that I've never discussed... Incidentally, let's do it now. Come in here. George Roberts, you have been playing bass trombone here for some time in the orchestra. Can you give me a good idea as to why you chose the one with the big bell that makes the big sounds?
Well, Stan, it seems like I played tenor trombone for about 8 or 9 years.
Tenor trombone, that's a smaller one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
And it didn't seem to work out too well. I didn't seem to be able to have too high a register, so I always had a very powerful low register, so I thought I might as well go the complete extreme.
And specialize, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, listen, you know, we're very happy that you blow those bottom tones in the orchestra, because when we have all those distances up on top, sometimes it's nice to know we have one good, honest guy blowing a tonic on the bottom. George, it's not new to the orchestra and myself, but it is new to the listeners here over the systems that you've been playing solos on the bass trombone. I'd like very much to ask you at the moment to come up here to the microphone again with your trombone and possibly see what you feel and how you feel about playing that melody, Stella by Starlight. George Roberts. Thank you very much, George Roberts, and thank you for the bass trombone, and not only for the solo, but all of the other bottom notes blown in the orchestra. I want to speak for a moment to some of the musicians that are listening in. You other people can listen, too, if you wish, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about this town, Toronto, up here in Canada. case you don't think there's anything going on and any action today in music, I'd just like you to know that Tex Beneke played here last night. Of course, we're playing here tonight. Louis Armstrong is here for a whole week in Toronto. Lionel Hampton is here on Friday night. There's a lot of action here, and it looks like everybody's happy about the whole thing. You walk down the street, and all the clubs are full of musicians. Things are happening here in Toronto. Just a clue. You know, everybody's been playing boleros ever since Ravel composed his great bolero that really holds a place in the annals of music that will possibly never be surpassed for that particular type of thing. We have a bolero here that was recorded and worked over sometime back, a few solos from each of the fellows, but mainly it starts out here with some soft rhythm bass by Don Bagley, finally joined at the piano by myself, Stan Levy builds on drums, and finally Buddy Childers with a trumpet section comes in and builds to one screaming great big finish. Here's the thing that's been so famous in our repertoire called Artistry and Bolero. Bags, it's yours. Thank you very much, Artistry and Bolero, with stressing really the wonderful first trumpet worker of Buddy Childers, the brass section, Stan Levy at the drums, Fitzpatrick trombone, a little tenor by Bill Holman, and so on with the rest of the orchestra. You know, it's always a lot of fun in music to try to take and describe something musically speaking, a feeling. Some things are a little abstract, some things are pretty open. Here's a composition that was written sometime back in the era of progressive jazz for us. A rather descriptive thing. We hope that we can get it across to you. We hope that you feel the same thing here when we try to describe through musical sounds the feeling of watching someone walk around in his sleep. This is a thing called somnambulism. It starts with some real soft, muted sounds with Fitzpatrick trombone, Childers trumpet. And here's the mood, somnambulism.
Thank you.
somnambulism, what's more, with the Bass Trombone and Don Bagley. You know, following a number like that, good pacing is always get something going that can cause a little motion with the feet, a little rhythm, a few short solos. All through the orchestra here, here's a composition that could be dedicated to a lot of guys. It's called Jump for Joe. Like you heard in rotation is Dick Meldonian, now the saxophone, Connie Condoli trumpet. There's Bill Holman, tenor saxophone, Frankie Rosolino for the trombone. Which brings me to say this. Bing, would you come in a second? I want you to know that it's been great to have you here this evening, and I'd like if very much if you'd explain to the people if they heard some places where they thought that there might have been a note or two missing, it might be nice to let them know that the fellas were holding a handkerchief in one hand.
Well, that's a very difficult thing for me to say, Stan, because I live here, and a resident of Toronto would never say that it's about 97 here in the
Don't
city.
Don't say. Oh, yes. Excuse me, you said it, Bing. You know something, Bing? I know that you like to talk and you like to have a mood. Would you mind if I played piano while you spoke?
Go ahead. Play piano. And with that, Mr. Kenton goes over to the piano and is about to play. I've listened to Kenton music for years. First time I heard it, I was in bed. I couldn't get out. The nurse put the radio on and said, listen to this. And I said, but nurse. And she said, don't move, and walked out of the room. That was my introduction to Stan Kenton. From that time on, I found that I can sometimes get up enough energy to walk to the radio or the record player and put the man's music on for myself. And when I hear it, I like to hear nothing better than a bit of artistry and rhythm, which he's playing now. I think possibly you feel that way, too. How about a hand for artistry and rhythm? NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Music as progressive as today, as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Palace Pier in Toronto, Canada, through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Next week, because of a special pre-convention broadcast, our concert will be heard 1 hour later than usual over many of these same stations. And 2 weeks from tonight, our program will also be heard at a later time because of a special convention coverage. So consult your newspaper for exact time in your vicinity. So join us then next week, 1 hour later, for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature with Modern America's Man of Music. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.